Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, March 24th, 2024, Palm Sunday. My name is Father John Jasica, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. I'm going to be reading the gospel that happens at the beginning of the celebration for Palm Sunday, gospel according to Mark, and not the passion story. So here's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it, and he will send it back here immediately.' They went away and found a colt tied near a door, outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' The disciples told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, hello everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry that this is a few days late in terms of the warm-up to get you ready for the weekend. But here it is, Palm Sunday, the start of Holy Week, or Passion Sunday, as it can be called. And I've chosen for the sake of brevity, but also for the sake of focusing in on this gospel that occurs at the beginning of the celebration. You know, before the blessing of the branches, before the procession with palms, we have this beautiful gospel that kind of sets the tone for us for the rest of the liturgy. And this is a very powerful scene, the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, these last lines of the gospel. "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David." You know, Hosanna, praise, you know. And this is Jesus entering into Jerusalem, his followers and all those filled with joy that Jesus is coming. And how does he triumphantly enter into Jerusalem? He enters in on a donkey. In fact, a baby donkey. This is not the triumphal entry of Caesar into Rome or other royalty with chariots, with horses, with soldiers, in this sign of power, sign of authority. But Jesus being welcomed on a donkey, riding into Jerusalem with palm branches and cloaks set before him. It's a really an entry into Jerusalem in humility, in simplicity. And this kingdom of David, some people thought that the Messiah would restore the kingdom of King David, kind of this military territorial kingdom that would oust the Romans, and there'd be a restoration of the time of King David. And yet Jesus enters into Jerusalem looking to embrace his cross, looking to embrace his sacrifice, him laying down his life for us, for our salvation. And so he takes on his throne when he is crucified. He takes on his crown when the crown of thorns are placed on his head, a much, much different reality of the kingdom. And I think as we enter into Holy Week, and one of the things that I'm going to be praying about and thinking about is this entry into Jerusalem. Jesus enters in humility. Jesus enters in compassion, in really focused in on the cross, focused in on his mission. But there's a simplicity, there's a humility that he's doing the will of the Father in heaven. He's not looking for the fanfare for himself. He's not looking for people to bow down and to worship him. He's looking for trying to lead the people to the cross, which then leads to eternal life. And so one of the major thoughts, you know, reflecting on this for me is as we celebrate Holy Week, as we go through the Triduum, how does Jesus throughout those days, those holy days, in humility serve, in humility love, in humility offer himself, Holy Thursday, at the Last Supper. You know, this bread is my body, this wine is my blood. You know, when he's arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, tells the apostles, just leave it. You know, this needs to get played out. When he's before Pilate, even on the cross, you know, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. This total humility, this total action of love. And so kind of looking at it through those eyes as he humbly and gently enters into Jerusalem and remains faithful. Well, how are we called to be humble in our lives? Where are we in need of this simplicity, this openness, this humility to God's will? You know, and as the temptation is as we go through these days of Holy Week, the Triduum into Easter, are we simply going through the motions? Or, you know, where can we reflect on this sense of humility in our lives? How can we serve more? How can it not be about ourselves, but about God's love in this world? How can I sacrifice? How can I embrace the cross? How can I offer myself just like Jesus offers himself in the Eucharist? How do I die to oneself? And where am I able to give new life? Not for myself, but this new life for those around me. What a precious and gracious gift that is. And I think that's how Holy Week can move us. That's how the gift of Easter, the gift of the resurrection can come alive for us here and now. You know, am I too caught up in my own things, in my own popularity, in my own, you know, being right all the time, or looking to be right, looking to be praised? Or am I willing to be humble? Am I willing to self-sacrifice? Am I willing to serve and help those around us who are in need? Am I willing to live the gift of the Eucharist every day in our lives, the gift of Christ who brings us new life? This is a challenge for us, I think, during these holy days. Hopefully we can take the extra time to prayer, quiet down everything. I remember when I was growing up, especially on Good Friday, the TV wasn't on, the radio wasn't on, nothing was on. We had to kind of just, it was a quiet day. It was a different day. And hopefully during this these days, this Holy Week, we can kind of prepare ourselves to quiet everything down around us and to, you know, really look at how much Jesus loved each of us, that he laid down his life in humility and in love and in compassion, and how we're called to try to do the same in our family of parishes, in our workplace, and everything that we do. How can I be humble? How can I let go of being the most important, you know, the person in charge? How can I humbly serve, focused in on that sense of mission, bringing people to the love and the joy of Christ? That's what I'm going to be praying for, and not only for myself, but for us as a family of parishes, as we continue to seek to form disciples who reach out to all. That humility means that we need to give up what we expect, what we want, what we think we need, and a call to sacrifice so that others may experience joy, so that others may be filled with light. As we know, Jesus enters into Jerusalem, everybody's praising him, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, and yet a few days later, they're saying, some of the same crowd saying, crucify him. And so Jesus enters into Holy Week in humility. In fact, his ministry was one of humility, of love, of compassion, of hope, and of joy, and walking with us. May the Lord walk with us in a very special way this Holy Week and this Easter season to bring us joy, to bring us healing, to bring us compassion, to bring us love, to help us be humble servants of the good news. God bless you, and we'll see you during Holy Week.